will be sending British troops to Iraq, and they may end up fighting. Their job is to protect other British troops who are there to train Iraqi soldiers trying to hold back ISIS forces. But the risks in that are obvious. Are they worth taking? Well, I'm joined by Rory Stewart, the Conservative MP who chairs the Defence Select Committee and who was himself Deputy Governor of two provinces in southern Iraq some years ago. And also by Bayan Abdulrahman, who is the Kurdistan Regional Government's High Representative to this country. Rory Stewart, do you have misgivings?
I think the biggest question is over the overall mission. Training the Iraqi army is something that's happened a great deal over the last 12 years. And the question is really whether the leadership of the Iraqi army is up to it and what the strategy actually is to retake Mosul. So training them, and this training is supposed to be in counter-IED stuff, how to defuse bombs, in and of itself is fine. But it doesn't really answer the overall mission of how do you degrade and destroy the Islamic State.
Because it has been entirely unsuccessful in that, and when they first attacked, the Iraqi army turned tail and fled.
And the problem there seems to be leadership and the Iraqi government. So the big questions are really around the new Prime Minister. Is he able to rein in the Shia militias who are engaged in very, very brutal clearing around Baghdad? Is he able to get the support of the Sunni tribes? And above all, how much sight has Britain got of the mission and the strategy? Does Britain really fully understand what's going on here?
But given that we can't elect our own president, the man we would choose to run Iraq, or indeed the government we choose to run Iraq, surely we do the best we can, and this might be a part of it.
I think training people in how to defuse bombs is a good thing to do. Much more political understanding, if there's going to be a resolution to this.
You worried about mission creep?
I think actually at the moment there isn't a big worry about mission creep. Australia at the moment has got more troops on the ground than Britain, and that this is a very, very modest contribution.
At the moment, as you say.
Yes, I don't believe at the moment that the government looks like it's pushing harder in. I'd almost say that we should be doing more politically than we are at the moment.
Hmm. And you would like to see more happening, Bayan Abdulrahman?
Yes, we would, and I think this news is welcome. Teaching or training the Peshmerga, for example, in defusing unexploded devices is crucial, because our Peshmerga have been quite successful in pushing back on ISIS. We don't have so many casualties in the fighting. It tends to be through unexploded devices, booby traps. So actually this training will be very useful.
But my understanding was that they were being trained in the use of heavy machine guns.
That's already taking place, the heavy machine guns. What we've heard announced or read in the Daily Telegraph, perhaps I should say, is that now there will be training in countering unexploded devices, counter-terrorism. This is welcome, but I do take Rory Stewart's point that there needs to be a bigger strategy, and I think what we have not really seen from the coalition, the international coalition, is a forceful response to ISIS. What I've seen and what I've said before is that it seems piecemeal, and we need a much, much more forceful response.
And what does that mean, forceful?
I mean more airstrikes, I mean more training, more weapons, particularly for the Peshmerga.
Boots on the ground, to use the old cliché?
Boots on the ground, they don't have to be necessarily on the front line. I think advisors, intelligence experts, trainers, they are boots on the ground. Yes, we need them. But our Peshmerga are fighting on the front line.
And as far as boots on the ground are concerned, Rory Stewart, assuming that these tactics do not work, and as you suggest, they don't really add up to a strategy, they are simply tactics, isn't it inevitable that if we want to stop ISIS and the thought of them taking Baghdad, for instance, is, well, unthinkable, if you can have an unthinkable thought, isn't that inevitable? Sooner or later we become more involved.
I think boots on the ground is very, very unlikely, because the Shia government in Baghdad, who we're working with, are completely opposed to it. And the Shia militia, who are fighting around Baghdad, have made an absolute requirement not to have any foreign boots on the ground. And it would also be profoundly offensive to many of the Sunni tribes that we're trying to win over. So I just returned from Baghdad on Friday, and I found absolutely nobody there with any interest in having foreign boots on the ground. So the key here has to be politics. It has to be working out how to make the Baghdad government more acceptable to those people in the West, how to prise them away from ISIS. And that's something that requires far more understanding. You need far more on people on the ground who understand the structures of that country.
And speaking as a Kurd, Ms. Abdelrahman, how do you do what Rory Stewart has just described?
Well, it's difficult. We do have a new prime minister and a new cabinet in Baghdad, but it's almost like musical chairs. A lot of the ministers had a different portfolio in the last cabinet. And former Prime Minister Maliki is the vice president and sniping from the sidelines. So we're not really out of the woods with the new government in Baghdad. And I think Western pressure, as well as pressure from Iraq's neighbours on the new government to perform, is essential.
But Rory Stewart, we must not expect, we must anticipate, we must prepare for the worst happening.
I think we must, at the moment, think that there's a very serious possibility that it's going to be very difficult to retake Mosul with this strategy, that what we'll have is a strategy of containment. In other words, they will try to use airstrikes to hold the Islamic State where they currently are located. But actually pricing them out of Mosul, or even more out of cities like Fallujah in the far west, are going to be unbelievably difficult, because the longer that Daesh, the longer the Islamic State are bedded in, the more difficult it is going to be to separate them from their communities.
Rory Stewart and Bayan Abdelrahman, thank you both very much indeed.